listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jackie Mulvidge with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, March 22. A man has been killed in a crash on the Northwest Coastal Highway 120 k's inland from Kalbarri. It happened just after 9 o'clock yesterday morning when the 48-year-old driver's Holden ute left the road and hit a tree. The man died at the scene from his injuries, with major crash investigators now looking into the cause. More than 600 people have signed a petition calling on the state government to seal WA's last unsealed highway, a 124k stretch of the Goldfields Highway between Meekatharra and Wiluna remains unsealed. The state government has committed $20 million to sealing a 17-kilometre section, but locals say the road's condition is getting worse. A review into the state's public education system continues this week across WA. Former Premier Dr. Carmen Lawrence is chairing the independent review commissioned by the State School Teachers Union. Union President Matt Jarman says there are many issues facing the system.
The teacher shortage is one of the big significant issues and how it's affecting the staffing of our schools. Housing is a key issue, and the country services retention and attraction program is also getting a lot of voice.
A consultation session will be held in Geraldton this Thursday at Pollinators on Marine Terrace from 4:30 p.m. Register to attend on the union's website. In sport, with footy season right around the corner, the Towns Football Club is on the hunt for female players. No experience is necessary, with those interested encouraged to get down to training and give it a go. Training's on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at the WA Country Builders Stadium from 5:30. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.